It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to enjoy and experience in our community, even this weekend when all eyes are on the footballs.
Yeah, the big game.
The big game.
How much trouble would station manager Aubrey Fox Williams get in, like, if I were, like, the actual name of the big game?
You mean if we called it the Super Bowl?
Yeah, if we called it the Super Bowl.
I think
how
we
much
can
trouble?
I think you and I can call it the Super Bowl because we're not making specific like advertising dollars from this. I think it's like the commercial. Like, you can't do a commercial for another product that's unrelated and call it the Super Bowl. You have to call it the big game.
So
I think is the rule.
So we're not sponsored, so we can call
it
the Super
Bowl.
Also,
this is a new... Also, while this bit that we are doing right now is a fun bit, like, the show as a whole is a new show.
Yeah.
And the game is the Super Bowl. So in the context of a new show, we can call it the Super Bowl,
because
and that's fine.
Like, ever since you told me that the reason why, like, you see Facebook ads or YouTube, like, pre-rolls or whatever, and they call it something that is not the Super
Bowl.
They
call it the big game.
I did not know there was a reason for that. And I was like, well, we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's a financial liability thing. What the NFL really should do is go and trademark the phrase the big game, and then everyone would just not know what to do.
And while they're at it, like, trademark Barcade, because you never know.
Which you also get. But if they trademarked the big game as well as Super Bowl, then every company that was advertising for the big game would have to come up with some inventive phrase, and then for like a couple of years before they settled on the next thing, everyone would be calling it something different, like the giant shindig extravaganza,
it's
or
football Sunday, wink wink wink,
the great kablooey, like
not the World Series but a different thing.
So what is a romantic date day idea? Like, you want to get your romance in the day on Sunday, but you want to be home in time to be in front of the TV for the Super Bowl, the big game, the great kablooey, whatever you want to call
gazoo.
It. So you've got between the time you wake up and like 5 p.m. On this Sunday,
this specific
to do
super
your
Sunday,
to do your romancy lovey thing. What do you do?
All right, I got it. I have a joke answer and a serious answer.
I got
and
two
I've
serious
been,
answers.
I've been told, please always be serious on date night. I never listen, but I'm going to try.
Go for it.
All right, so let me tell you about the West End Valentine's Bazaar that is happening this weekend.
Yes.
I am really hoping, like, rain or shine, because I think it might be raining Sunday morning, but I don't know.
It is supposed to rain this weekend, but that's okay.
But that's okay, because it's like noon to 5. I'm 90% confident that it is on Big Sunday.
It is noon to 5 on Sunday.
Here's my idea. I know it's a family and, like, whatever event, blah, 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 but they have face painting and fairy hair. So what you should do is get painted up with that special someone. Hopefully you both agree that the Lions are going to win football Friday +2.
It's like a next year thing.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Like, the refs can do whatever they want. But you go, you enjoy the local market, and then on the way back, you look at all the cute kittens at the cat cafe, because the poster I saw describing it said that it's between the lantern and the cat cafe.
Correct.
Which is not a thing I've ever described, like, directionally to people.
Yeah, but it's right
Chapel
there.
Hill.
It's going to be fun.
But it's right there, but then go around and look at the cats and say, hi, babies, we love you, we're going to go watch footballs.
I will see your West End Valentine's Bazaar and raise you brunch at Tandem in Carmel Mall in Carrboro, followed by what I believe is the most Brad suggestion I've ever offered, because you've offered very similar suggestions to this in the past. You and that special someone have brunch at mm-hmm. Tandem and then walk around the building to Weaver Street Market
Ooh.
And shop together for unique snacks to sit in front of the TV later and watch the big game with.
I mean, you and I did celebrate moving into the house together with charcuterie. And I want to say that because you put it off for so long after you promised to move in, that it was actually Super Bowl weekend.
It was a week because of a snowstorm.
It was like 3 weekends.
It was 1 week because of an ice storm.
I am pretty sure it was also...
We couldn't get the U-Haul truck.
I am pretty sure it was also the big game, because I think we watched the commercials on a laptop.
It's possible.
Which is also romantic.
My other suggestion is right around the corner from us here on East Franklin Street. You can go back to our old haunt, University Ooh. Place Mall, because on Sunday, specifically Sunday, this Sunday at Silver Spot uh-huh. Cinemas, you can go in the morning and have breakfast or brunch somewhere, snooze an AM eatery or Stony River or Breadman's or any of these places, but then go to Silver Spot
right.
because I think at 12:15, if I remember right, but mm-hmm. early afternoon, they are doing a special screening of Casablanca.
See,
which is a very romantic movie and fun to watch with that special someone.
Yeah, while we were workshopping this, I said, hey, is your suggestion like really serious or like fun? Because I have a fun one that overlaps with Football Frenzy. And Aaron's like, oh, no, mine's very serious. I've got it up on my phone. I will show you. Just agree to skip the big game. Mm-hmm. That's what you can do before the game happens. And then go to the Alamo Draft House and watch She's All That.
That's great counter programming.
I really think that when you're with someone on a date night, he or she should be all that.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.